Avid Bears fan Charlie Kirk trolled the Vikings after MNF supported moving stadium to Arlington Heights. By Warner Todd Houston on September 11, 2025. After the NFL kicked off its 2025 season this month, conservative activist Charlie Kirk told his fans that he really loved the idea of the Chicago Bears ditching Chicago and moving to suburban Arlington Heights. Kirk was from the northwestern Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights and has been a long-suffering Bears fan. During his recent show, he joked about how the Bears invariably seemed to embarrass themselves on national TV, but he liked the idea of the team leaving Chicago. "I'm of the opinion the move to the Arlington Heights Stadium is gonna be great," Kirk said at the time. "People don't like it, my family's like no, it's not gonna be good. I think it's gonna be great." R.I.P. Charlie Kirk. He was a fan of the Bears. He gave his take on Vikings at Bears Monday Night Football the day after. Bear down, down arrow emoji, pic.twitter.com/TLVDC9MOA. Part alternation mark emoji, Ike Rockavioli. At Mike Rockavioli, September 11, 2025. "I think that we can finally have a new identity. Get out of Chicago, and that's actually a good connection to some political issues of Mayor Johnson," Kirk continued as he warmed to blasting Chicago's Democrat mayor, Brandon Johnson. "Mayor Johnson is so bad," he added, "that he has successfully driven the Bears out of Chicago. That's as bad as it gets. I mean, that is peak-level failure as a mayor of Chicago. He has driven the Bears out of Chicago. Out of Chicago, into a dome." Still, he added, he was a bit sad that the Bears might end up playing beneath a domed stadium because it might take away something uniquely Chicago about those future games. "There is something uniquely Chicago about Soldier Field when it's negative 10 degrees," he noted. "There's something iconic about that. And something rather beautiful." And while addressing the common criticism that the Bears haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time, Kirk couldn't resist reminding his audience how many times the arch-rival Vikings have won the Super Bowl. "And let's count how many times the Vikings have won the Super Bowl." Pregnant pause, "That's what I thought," Kirk said. Kirk was murdered in Utah as he tried to engage in open discourse with people who disagreed with his politics. He was shot down and killed at only 31, leaving a wife and two young children behind. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.